is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, Arnie.
Let's go. Hour three, the power hour of the show.
What makes this the power hour?
What do you mean, what makes this? What kind of damn question is that?
You call this the power hour.
Right.
Why?
Because it's usually the last hour.
So you can't adjust it and
no.
Make the fourth hour the power hour.
No, I think he misremembers.
Yeah, now the fourth hour's got to be the bonus hour.
Okay,
so.
All right.
And
there's,
you know, the
rules
producer,
to this.
That producer you said that we have, he goes, all right, no, next hour is the power hour. I go, no, you idiot, it's this hour. And he
right,
goes,
don't you understand anything?
On my birthday?
He straight up called me an idiot. It was wild.
There's no rules. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's because that's what Arnie wants.
Yeah.
Like Joe Burrow is going to Minnesota because Arnie heard it off of some guy named Raja's Twitter feed. So it's got to be true.
Thought that was a true story.
It would have been a great story. It's just not
real.
Would
have been awesome.
We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right. Let's hit a couple of our top stories real quick to reset on the night.
Yeah.
We were laughing about private plane tracking, right? And Kentucky fans and how they've been all night long. There was a TV reporter named Darby Brown who was at the Temple, Texas airport, and she was tracking a plane that went from Lexington, Kentucky back to Temple, which is about 30 minutes outside of Baylor. Funny story, Arnie, that's where we stayed whenever OU would play in Waco. We would stay in Temple. It's like 30 minutes away.
Ooh, very ritzy.
And I only remember it having a hotel. I don't remember there being an airport there, but again, I might be misremembering.
Right.
I might be misremembering. But Scott Drew wasn't on the plane. He didn't exit the plane, and it was coming from Lexington, but members of his family did. Now, as you pointed out, Arnie, Doug Gottlieb tweeted moments ago that his understanding and sources told him that Scott's wife had never been to Lexington, wanted to check it out, and that Scott Drew still hasn't decided what he wants to do. So
that
gives a little context.
Yeah. Well, that's like a little bit earlier when I said that she didn't know if she wanted to go. They have one of their kids in Baylor and two of them in high school. So I guess he's having a tough decision out there, because if he was close to taking the job, it would be leaked out by too many people out there.
Too many people would be all over it. Well, and I think there's this mindset with Kentucky fans, as there should be, that whoever they want, they're going to get. Right? Hey, we're going to get whoever we want. And if it's Scott Drew they want, they think they're going to get him. If it's Dan Hurley that they want, they think they're
not
going to
get Hurley.
Him.
No, they're not. Hurley's already pretty much taken his name out. So they're not going to get Hurley. If Scott Drew turns it down, I mean, where do you turn then? Rick Pitino? I don't know what else to do there at that point.
Well, don't you understand the rules of the $1 million man?
No, I never got to be in that club. Go ahead.
Every man has his price. And I'm telling you right now, I don't believe that anyone is beyond an opportunity. I don't think Dan Hurley's taking the job. I think he's building something pretty special at UConn. But I'm not – I know you're all in it. Scott Drew, you think's going to be the guy, and that's fine. I don't think anyone's out of this right now, man. I think that Mitch Barnhart – I think with the money that they're allegedly throwing around – hey, don't also lose sight of how angry – boosters get when someone leaves them. I saw it firsthand. Suddenly they can start ponying up more money than you ever seen. You're like, oh, wait a minute here. He left us? Who do you want to get? How much you need? I got you. Maybe something like that's going on at Kentucky right now. But you feel like Drew's the guy, right?
I feel like Drew's the guy only because right now he's the front runner. I don't think anybody's going to deny that. I still think he's going to take the job. He's going to sleep on it. But if he does turn it down, I don't know where you go from here, because Hurley's not going to be an answer. What's the next possible one? I really have no idea.
John Calipari was introduced tonight. This is the, I guess you could say, viral quote that he had whenever he took the job. Very, very to the point.
You know what? I'm jacked about another opportunity. Like, I'm like, let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team. So now, I got to... Hunter's really extremely confident, but we got to get a roster together.
So...
he'll take like three or four of his guys that he had in Kentucky and bring them on over.
Well, I mean, are there even three or four of those guys that aren't going to the NBA? I mean, they've got a lot of dudes. It's wild when you think about the one and dones that he had at Kentucky, right? You go back. I hope Kentucky fans appreciate it. I know that right now they're just tracking private jets and seeing how much money they're spending on their next coach. But you watch any NBA game, you feel like there's a guy that played for John Calipari, right? I mean, we're watching the Nuggets and the Wolves, and who do you see running around out there, right? You see guys that played for John Calipari,
right?
I mean, it's Jamal Murray is out there running around for Denver as one of their best players. Cat Karl-Anthony Towns, I know he's hurt. It's crazy to me the impact that this man had while at Kentucky on the NBA. And I think he's going to do good things in Arkansas too, man. I really do. I think this is a great hire.
Well, if it does happen, I mean, if not, I mean, Donovan's already pretty much said no, or did I not understand that one right?
I don't know, man. I think half the stuff during coaching searches is throwing a dart. I think, I'm not even kidding you. I hate to sound like a jerk, but I think people make a lot of stuff up. And especially now in the Twitter era when people like, oh, I don't know, you fall for everything that's out there.
I do know that my Arizona coach, Tommy Lloyd's top five selection right now.
Top five selection for what?
I mean, top five pick for that job.
According to what?
According to an article I'm reading right here in Arizona Central.
Okay, but he's a top five pick. What does that even mean?
That means they were putting the odds out on who's going to get the
odds.
Job.
Okay,
odds. I'm sorry, did I not say that right?
You just said top five pick.
They have Scott Drew number one, Billy Donovan is second, and then they have Tommy Lloyd, Nate Oates, and then there's like six other coaches.
I wonder if it's necessary to get a coach now. I wonder if you can take your time and wait a little bit. Do you need one right now? Probably so, right? In the transfer portal era?
Yeah, you have to. You got to get the kids to transfer on over. So you've got to go ahead and do something like that.
We're watching this game in the fourth quarter between the Nuggets and the T-Wolves. Now, Arnie's not into it.
But no, I'm not. I have it on, though. I have it on.
91-87, the Nuggets lead the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the big story that even we haven't talked about probably as much as we should – is finally making the rounds on the ESPNs and on our website, foxsports.com, and on the CBS Sports of the world. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter will indeed be charged, and Shohei had no role in the theft of money from him. The New York Times was first to report it on Wednesday. Ipe Mizuhara is in negotiations to plead guilty, and that the investigation is racing towards a conclusion. The probe, which started 3 weeks ago, but they'd been digging into it a little bit longer, broke that at least 4.5 million. You guys know all this story. But in a pair of interviews, they've now come to find out that he is indeed working solo, but yet still people don't believe it. I mean, just go look at the tweets to the show tonight. That's what cracks me up. The feds are involved, Arnie. The FBI. And you still see this from Rusev is the GOAT, who writes, I don't believe the feds claiming there's no fall guy in the Ohtani fiasco. If there's no fall guy, as they allege, then why is he pleading guilty? Something is very fishy about the situation. Rusev, he's pleading guilty because they've got him in checkmate.
Right. I mean, it's that once they get you, once they follow the money trail, they pretty much know what goes on. And, you know, they're negotiating something so they don't have to go and take this to trial. I'm just wondering what he's going to do. Do they negotiate what his punishment's
going to be? Well, you don't think he's going to go to jail.
I don't think he's going to do jail time, but we'll have to see.
What? And because you think, at least what you talked about last hour, and I know you kind of changed your mind segment by segment, but you thought that Shohei would stand up and say, don't put him in jail?
Right. I think he would stand up for him and say, you know what, I'm getting my money back. Or, you know, I've known him for such a long time, as you mentioned. He's, you know, getting punished, but I don't think jail time is really going to make any difference here.
Won't make any difference.
By the way, the article I have in front of me says the probe is nearly over, and the Times reported that Mizuhara may have changed the setting on the bank accounts so that Ohtani did not notice the transactions.
That's wild.
I don't know how you do that, you know?
I think my wife does that. I think that's why I never know how much money we actually have. But again, I mean, even here... Here is a magnification, Arnie, of how we are as a society. Shohei comes out and says, I was never involved. I've never gambled. I didn't know anything about this. And for weeks and weeks and weeks, like, sure, yeah, whatever, something's fishy here. And I get it. I understand. Yeah, Pete Rose is like, I wish I had an interpreter to blame
on.
And so then you get a report from the feds that come out and say, according to the New York Times and everyone else who's kind of piling on this report right now, that come out and say what? Yeah, Ohtani wasn't involved. This is truly I don't even know if extortion would be, embezzlement maybe better. And yet you still have people that are like, don't believe it. Don't buy it. You know, we can walk outside and say, I don't think you should look at the eclipse without these special sunglasses. Yeah. Ain't gonna hurt me. I'm gonna stare right at it. Hey, did you see the sky's blue out today? No, it's not. A little bit gray. I just, there's sometimes, like we were talking about last hour, Arnie, people try to make more out of something than it actually is. We're talking, hey, Caitlin Clark and the ratings for WNBA are going to be through the roof now that Caitlin Clark is there. I hope that's right. But it might have just been she had a hell of a run at Iowa and people loved watching her shoot from all over the court. This might be a situation where, hey, the dude got robbed. And the interpreter was controlling the narrative early on in the investigation. And once he got hot and once he got caught, he was screwed. And no one's going to believe it, man.
You know, there's also a chance that maybe he took more than 4.5 million and we just haven't caught him. I mean, do we catch everything, every transaction out there? Or is he just like, you know, let's just stop at 4.5 million. And by the way, he's doing this so he gets a lenient sentence, obviously. So we'll see how much jail time he'll do. But I'm still thinking
he'll
probably get... Yeah, I don't think he'll do any.
Well, he's going to go to jail. I don't know how long it's going to be. All right, 6 minutes to go in the game. Nuggets starting to pull away. They're up by 8. The other big story to tie up our loose ends and all the topics tonight and all the bullet points we've been hitting. Masters tomorrow, one of the greatest golf tournaments. Again, I love golf, but I got to get sucked in by a star. You know, last year they had great ratings for the final round, but the overall ratings were terrible. the ratings were historically low for the Masters.
Why was that? Was there any reason particular or what?
5.8 rating was the fourth lowest on record for final round coverage, ahead of only the past 2 years and 1957.
Wow.
Even with out-of-home viewing providing a lift, viewership was the third lowest dating back to at least 1994. But their final round was bigger. I think it had 12.4 million viewers. This year, Tiger's trying to make a comeback. Might be his last Masters. We'll hear from him in a little bit. He did his presser yesterday. But I'm worried about weather. I'm not really all in on the Scottie Scheffler, Sam Burns story, but that'll be something worth following.
Do they play on Monday if there's a problem with the weather, or do they just cut it short?
I think they try to play extra holes on Friday.
Okay.
So they're going to be able to play tomorrow. It's just a matter of what time, right? And they'll get in, I think, as much as they can tomorrow, and then they'll just probably end up having some guys that I don't think it'll quite be 36 that have to play on Saturday. But, I mean, the weather looks pretty good the rest of the
week. This is a bucket list for you. You'd love to go to the Masters and watch it.
I would eat
a pimento sandwich for $1.50.
I don't know if I could eat pimento cheese. I don't know.
No, yeah, really?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had a pimento cheese sandwich.
For $1.50, I could eat anything.
Well, I mean, I've seen some gas station hot dogs that were $1.50 that I wouldn't touch. But I got to tell you something, man. I'm fired up for the idea of the Masters. I just don't know if once I actually turn it on, if I'm going to stay tuned in. And I'm just being honest, right? At some point, I'm like, who's this guy? Why am I watching this?
I'm not watching it over baseball or the end of the action in the NBA to see who's going to be seated or anything like that.
Did you know we were talking last hour about the Scottie Burns and Sam Burns and Scottie Scheffler story?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that the Houston Oilers player that we mentioned, you know, he was fined a game check whenever he left to go be with his wife that gave birth?
He never got that back or anything like that?
I don't think so. He, in 94, man, he went to be with his wife for the birth of his child and was roasted for it. Kind of changed our perspective a little bit.
Now you can't even roast it. If you're like a talk show's going, you need to play in the Masters. What's wrong with you? You'll get ripped like crazy.
You mean done?
Well, I just said it. Suppose you're leading and it's Sunday. One, does your wife even call to let you know? Two, do you go home when you're leading and you have one day to go? That's the question.
Would you be mad if you're leading the Masters and your wife goes into labor and sees that you're leading and she doesn't call you because she wants to see you try to win and she knows you would leave? Would that make you mad if the baby comes and they didn't let you know because you were leading? Would that make you mad?
No, I don't think it would make me mad, but I could say, while I'm playing, why don't you just FaceTime me on the phone?
I don't think you're allowed to have phones on the course.
Oh, you can't have a phone on the course?
I think that's a no-no at Augusta.
The golf carts don't come with those things that all the cars come with, like it's a mini computer and like it, you know, dash up there and you just hit it. Can you imagine FaceTiming your wife while you're playing golf? How about that?
No, it's happened. It's a freaking nightmare. Just don't put that through Scottie Scheffler or those guys. But it's one of the interesting storylines. The other will be the weather. Probably not going to get this thing started on time tomorrow, but I'm sure they'll be out on the course by the afternoon. Now, when we come back, Arnie, I promised some draft talk.
Yeah.
Let's get into what's real and what isn't. What are we buying? What are we selling? Is there big moves to be made, or is it just going to be a little quiet, laid back? I will say, it's been as quiet of a stretch leading up to the draft as I feel like we've had in a while.
Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that means we'll get a lot of trades this year.
Maybe so. We're talking NFL draft next. But first, you put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. All you got to do is go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring you new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers, great tires, and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, it's Arnie and Plank coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. T-Wolves Nuggets, it's been fun. I think, the only one here paying attention to it.
You are the only one.
Nuggets have pulled away. They're up by 14 with 3 minutes to go. Good one brewing between the Suns and the Clippers as well. About 7 minutes to go in that game. Clippers are up 106-103. Kevin Durant's got 19 points and 7 boards. 25 for Bradley Beal. A unique night with all three of the Suns' stars playing at the same time.
Ah.
Devin Booker's got 30. More with Brian Finley coming up in a bit. So is this your way of saying that you think Scott Drew's been hired?
Oh, with the story I just sent you now? Yeah. Yes. Go ahead. Well, unless it's another bogus account, I got to assume that it's a done deal now.
Why would you assume it?
Why? Does that not make it sound like it's a done deal?
What did I tell you about sending me tweets from that guy?
Oh, wait a minute. You're saying it's a bogus account now? Did I screw that up or what?
I'm not saying it's a bogus account. I'm just saying when it doesn't happen, he'll delete that tweet and pretend like he never said that.
Well, now you got a screenshot of it, though.
That's right. Trust me. It doesn't seem to faze many people out there. I would be impressed if Kentucky gets Scott Drew, but I think I would be even more surprised for a guy that just got a brand new arena built and seems to have a lot of NIL money in a cool town. But it's Lexington, right? It's one of the great jobs in college basketball. It's got to be hard to tell Kentucky no. It has to be. What would be the football equivalent, right? It'd be like Alabama call, even though Alabama didn't get the first guy they wanted.
No,
right?
But you know, right, and also the guy from Washington, I'm blanking on his name.
Kalen DeBoer.
Right. At one point, I thought it was maybe 70-30 that he was going to, 70 he was going to take it, but 30% said maybe he wasn't going to take it at the time,
right,
because of other things. The one thing is, I think it's 50-50 with Drew, because only maybe his wife doesn't really want to go, and that really holds a lot of weight, you know?
This dude has been at Waco, at Baylor in Waco for a really long time.
How long has it been now?
You want to venture a guess of when his first year? I think he's one of the long. You got Tom Izzo, obviously.
See, I didn't think it was more than, I was going to say 10 years, but it's probably 20 years or something, you know?
2003.
Jeez, time flies. Just flies.
And do you remember when he took over Baylor? It was after that horrible tragedy that had taken place.
Right.
Where one of the basketball players was killed.
Right.
And then coming to find out, you know, he was murdered by a teammate.
Right, right.
And then
right.
they had the Dave Bliss covering it up, allegedly. And then, there was a year where they played but didn't get to play in the conference. It was wild what they went through. And he went through 4 years, Arnie, at Baylor before they even had a winning record. So there's got to be a part of him that's drawn to a place that you've been that long. So
he's been there 20 years. He could have left before now, I'm sure.
He's had a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
He has. And he's also looking around. Big 12 is going to get a little tougher, right? You lose Oklahoma and Texas, but you bring in basketball powerhouses like your Wildcats are rolling
they're gonna
in.
We're going to crush them.
I don't know about that. But it's going to be – Houston is in the Big 12. I mean, it's just – it's getting tougher. Maybe he looks at the SEC, the resources of Kentucky, and says, you got to take this one. This is a once-in-a-lifetime
opportunity. But if he turns it down, maybe they go after Kelvin Sampson and he leaves Houston. I don't know.
It'd be a great hire. But that's a story that seems to be developing even more tonight. There was the tweet where one of the TV reporters in Texas was at the private airport in Temple, and Scott Drew's family was on a plane that came from Lexington, but he wasn't. And according to our buddy Doug Gottlieb, whom you hear here on Fox Sports Radio, Scott Drew's wife had never seen Lexington, so they're like, hey, let's go check it out and see what this is
all about.
It
really shouldn't matter for the kids if they're wrapping up high school, they're going to go to college. What difference does it make because they're not going to live at home anyway? And the other one could continue to go to Baylor if they want to.
Well, I mean, you want your kids to want to what the hell is wrong with you?
You wouldn't
talk to Shea about making a move if you were gonna move and he's still living at home? You're just like, all right, come on, you're coming. I don't care.
Your decision has no weight on it.
My gosh. How dare Scott Drew see what his kids think about the potential place they might move to? My gosh.
Let's ask what the Kentucky fans think about that.
Do you know what's funny?
Yeah.
It takes like one loss to turn Kentucky fans on.
Oh, I know right? It does. I know it does.
I will say, though, Scott Drew's done a hell of a job at Baylor. They won a national championship 3 years ago. Everyone, wow, Virginia won a title whenever they came back in, beat by a 16 seed. That was crazy. Kansas won a title. UConn's won back-to-back. Who am I leaving out? Everyone forgets Baylor, 2021, when they beat Gonzaga, right? He's done a good job. I hope he stays. I don't think he will because that's just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, right?
To come what a to slap in the like face Kentucky. To Kentucky that would be. How many people have turned that down now, too?
Well, if you include Dan Hurley, right? If you want to say, hey, Hurley turned it down. Now, again, this is another one of those, there was a Godfather offer made to Dan Hurley, right? And I don't necessarily know if that was from a Jeff Goodman or a Doug Gottlieb. I mean, it's not from who is your boy that had the Joe Burrow story? It of course isn't out there from. Let me make sure I get this right so I can give proper credit to him. It's not out there from Ragnar Report, Rutrow Ragnar, who Arnie's like, did you hear Joe Burrow's getting traded to the Vikings?
Hey, if that guy's going to give me a good rumor, I'm putting it out there.
It'd be a heck of a hire.
Yeah,
it'd be a heck of a hire. But it's going to be funny to see how quickly Kentucky fans turn on the hire. It's going to be hilarious. All right, we got to get an update in here. We owe you NFL draft talk. That's coming up next from the TireRack.com studios. But first, here he comes.
Guys.
Brian Finley.
He's still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. And you're still and you're still quoting from The Onion as a valid resource. Yeah, that's what you do. That's where you find your material.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Unless there's a lot wrong with that. So in the NBA, as the guys were discussing, there are two games still up and running. Both are in the fourth quarter. Nuggets are up 114-100 against the Timberwolves. Nikola Jokic upping his point total to 41. Rudy Gobert does have 15 rebounds to complement his 13 points, but with under a minute to go now in the fourth, things seem to be looking really favorable for the Nuggets. As could be said for the Suns, although there's a little bit more time left in their game, up on the Clippers 110-106, 5 minutes or so in the fourth quarter. Devin Booker getting his with 32 points. The Grizzlies caved to the Cavs 110-98. Meanwhile, 29 points from Luka Doncic and the Mavericks 111-92 win over the Heat. Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to miss this game, which his team won 117-99 against the Magic, and two more games the rest of the regular season, that is, dealing with that left hamstring strain, which was confirmed after a ruling last night, but he had an MRI done today, so he is going to miss these final couple of games before the regular season comes to a close. The Thunder 127-89 winners over the Spurs. And in regards to baseball, and New York Times and TMZ Sports are the first to report in conjunction with one another that Ipe Mizuhara, the now ex-translator of the Dodgers big slugger Shohei Ohtani, will be charged and is in the midst of pleading guilty to stealing millions of dollars from Ohtani for fueling a gambling habit. Law enforcement also ruling that Ohtani did not have any prior knowledge or involvement in the Mizuhara gambling escapades, and that, in fact, Ohtani was a, quote, victim of fraud, close quote. In regards to Major League Baseball games, everything has gone final on this Wednesday. Dodgers lose on the road to the Twins 3-2. Phillies winners, Marlins as well. They needed 10 innings They needed 10 innings to get past the Blue Jays 6-1. Giants 7-1 winners versus the Nationals. White Sox, they had a lead. They let it slip away 7-6. The Guardians protrude ahead in 10 innings there, 7-6 the score. Padres are one game out of 500, 7-8 on the year now after their 10-2 home win against the Cubs. We also have Marlins are 5-2 now against the Yankees. Make that 5-2 is their win after a win against the Yankees. Marlins are 2-11. I misspoke. That seems to be a team that Arnie would be a fan of. And the Royals 11-2 winners over the Astros, while the Rangers are victorious. And as mentioned, the Mets and Braves game has been postponed. And we hope not to see a whole lot of postponement in relation to the first round of the Masters at Augusta National tomorrow. Last update from the course, they are not going to let the public in the morning because of rain. They're going to push things back into the afternoon. Nothing has been completely set in stone. They're going to wait until no later than 5 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow, as in Thursday, before making the final call on whether they will try to get some game in some play in the morning, or will they have to wait it out in the afternoon and start that first round then. But Plank, I know that you also are working as a meteorologist in town. That's right. A side hustle. So it's, how does the afternoon look? It sounds as if you said the weekend, but hopefully the afternoon weather-wise looks a little bit better for the golfers.
Well, according to the always reliable but incredibly slow loading weather.com, I hope you guys do something about that at some point, but it looks like it's going to be pretty good for the rest of the weekend. 72 with a high on Friday, 78 with a high on Saturday, 85 with a high on Sunday. But, boys, it's going to be wet tomorrow, and I think we may be able to get golfers on the course. Now, Arnie, Brian, don't hold me to this, okay? Because weather forecasters are not right very often.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to say probably by about 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, Plank, my question for you before I get it back to you guys is, what rate of success is higher, a weathercaster or Arnie's picks?
Oh, probably.
Wow, you know, you guys act like my picks stink. Did I not say UConn was going to win the guys
not.
Tournament?
You
don't give me any credit for that.
You didn't say UConn was going to win it. You said Arizona was going
to
win.
No, that was at the beginning, but once I got to the Final Four.
I got to the Final Four, give me credit for picking the winner.
Yes, give me credit there. Come on now.
The weather lets up a little bit around noon, 1 o'clock.
Didn't I
tomorrow.
Pick South Carolina over Iowa?
You did not. I don't even know if you filled out a women's bracket. Did you?
No.
Patrick, there is nobody on planet Earth that hurts their elbow more patting themselves on the back for reasons they shouldn't be than you.
Thank
my
you.
Friend.
Well Thank done. You.
All right. You want to hit the low hanging fruit here before we get into the draft rumors?
Yeah.
Are we watching Dak Prescott's final year with the Cowboys?
I think so. I don't think there's anything he could do to go ahead and keep his job there.
Well, barring win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, barring going to the Super Bowl, I was going to say. He was supposed to do that last year. It just didn't work on out. I think the fans are tired of him. I think Jerry's tired of him. He's getting paid the big money. I think Jerry would love nothing better than be able to move on from him and start fresh with a quarterback that's... you know, that you have to worry about, you pay as a first-round pick or something like that and have it slotted and having to pay what he's paying Dak right now.
Well, Dak's not going anywhere this year. I mean, they restructured his deal. They restructured his deal where he's got a $66 million dead cap charge. Jeez. And a $40 million, a $55 million cap hit this year.
Nobody would want him in a trade anyway if they could. If you could just
disagree.
Really?
Dak Prescott, where does this come from him just being terrible? I think he's been pretty good, man. You're telling me right now you don't think that you would take Dak Prescott over, I'm trying to think, Gardner Minshew? You don't
not
think
with
Dak
the money
Prescott
I gotta,
could start in Denver?
Not with the money I got to pay Dak Prescott. I'd rather Russell Wilson at, what, $3 million, $1 million or whatever it is?
So you would take Russell Wilson as your starting quarterback over Dak Prescott?
Because of the money differential, not because of the, you know, possibilities.
Well, then if Russell plays well, you're going to have to pay him.
Well, it's only a two-year contract there, so they're never going to have to pay him.
Well, if he does well and he wants to stick around,
they'll move on from him after that.
You're just going to keep gambling on a guy on a light contract at quarterback?
Well, that's why they made a trade, right, to get Fields.
So, okay, well, then when are you going to pay Fields? Because he's up for renegotiation next year.
Yeah,
when are you going to pay
know.
Him?
I don't know what you're going to do about that. That I can't tell you.
I mean, you in this, it always cracks me up. It's like you can't pay a quarterback. What do you expect the Dolphins to do with Tua?
They're going to give him the money. They have no choice. He's going to hold them hostage.
Why not go draft a quarterback then and get him on a rookie deal? Why spend all that? What has Tua done that Dak Prescott hasn't?
He had, first of all, 2 years ago when he got hurt, before he got hurt, he was pretty much first in just every offensive category. Last year, he put up some good numbers also. It just didn't work out for him because of all the injuries at the end of the year. The guy's proved himself the last couple of years. He didn't get hurt last year either.
You sound like an excuse maker to me.
Isn't that what they were waiting to see? Oh, let's see if he gets hurt, if he can last the whole year. He lasted the whole year. Now he's going to want his money.
So you're going to give a guy...
Yes.
That kind of contract because of one good year.
That's my quarterback.
But Dak Prescott has been, and Dak got hurt 2 years ago. He's been pretty good.
You told me I'd rather have Tua than Dak Prescott. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's an easy one.
I think you're a crazy person, man.
What, do you think that's nuts?
I don't think I'd be hitching my wagon to Tua by any stretch of the imagination.
That's my quarterback.
Right. And you wanted him cut after week four last year.
Not last year, 2 years ago.
Right. So how can that be your quarterback? Oh, no. You were very angry with him whenever they blew the lead.
Last year there were so many injuries. Oh, yeah, there were Titans in the middle of the year. That crushed me.
Right. But yet that's your guy. That's your quarterback.
Like, Tua hasn't shown that he deserves to be paid the next contract?
I mean... He's started all 16
games. No, Daniel Jones should get the contract, right?
How many seasons
Dak Prescott should get the contract, but not Tua?
No, they all get paid, but how many years has he been 100% healthy and played all 17 games?
I think just last year, right?
Yes, that's right. Dak Prescott has done that now 6 times in his career. But yet, Tua only threw for 100 more yards than Dak Prescott did last year. Dak had
a higher
completion percentage. Dak had more touchdown passes. Dak had fewer interceptions than Tua. Tua almost doubled the number of picks for Dak Prescott last year. What are you even talking about?
Did Dak Prescott have all the injuries that Tua had also?
Yeah. Dallas got beat up too, man.
Stop.
Why are you making excuses for Tua?
What other direction do you want the Dolphins to go in?
The same thing you tell every other team with a high-priced quarterback to do. Draft one. Go draft one. Every year you fall in love with a draft. Oh, you get a guy on a five-year contract. You can build around him. But that's not what Miami should
do. The only difference is Dolphin fans, if you ask them, 75% want Tua back. If you ask Cowboy fans, 75% want Dak gone.
Well, this is year four of Tua. Why don't we check back and see how they're doing after, year eight of Tua, and if they feel the same way? Because I don't think you're right. I don't think Dolphin fans are as sold on Tua.
Things will go pretty swimmingly after they win the Super Bowl this year against the in New Orleans, I mean.
By the way, I just want to point out that I have to give this out to, Dolphin talk, because Arnie's not engaged unless I bring up the Dolphins.
Wow.
So, well, admit it, you're not. So you're on team... This is Dak's year in Dallas, right? Last year in Dallas.
Yeah, I think it is. Barring a Super Bowl win, I think it's going to be his last year.
So are you buying then that Dallas
also, I think Jerry wants him out, to be honest. I think if Jerry can get out of it now, he would get out of it and try to trade up and get a quarterback.
Well, and then there is the question. Are they in the market for a quarterback? Do they try to make a move?
No, that's the rumor out there, which is why I brought up the topic, made it Roman numeral number 5. I think they are in the market for a quarterback. I think they'll go later on, though, maybe 4th, 5th, 6th round, something like that.
All right, when we come back, we'll go a little deeper on that. Get your tweets as well. It's Stinking Genius One at Plank Show. Sitting in for Jason and Mike, it's Arnie and Plank live from the TireRack.com studios on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's Arnie and Plank in for Jason and Mike on Fox Sports Radio.
Quick show today, quick show.
Well, we got another hour.
I know, we got the bonus hour.
Yay. The bonus hour, not to be confused.
With the power hour.
With the power hour, that's right. A couple of quick tweets. Jason B. Diamond's all over it tonight. He writes, I remember Arnie picking Iowa on Saturday when he was on with Jason Martin.
You can't prove that.
I mean, we could. I'm just too lazy to go dig into the podcast.
Right, exactly.
LJ, Tua has done nothing without Hill and Waddle. Ordinary quarterback. Patriots may be open to trading number 3. It will depend on which quarterback is still on the board and if someone gives him a godfather offer.
Well, saying Tua's done nothing without Hill and Waddle, I mean, give me a break. Those guys are top two as receivers. Plus, they had running back injuries and then defensive injuries also. So they were a complete mess last year. As to the number 3 pick of the Patriots, I said that to you earlier. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. That's Roman numeral number 4. Mm-hmm. Where I wrote, Patriots trade the number 3 pick, or Arizona trades the number 4 pick. I believe the Patriots are going to trade that number 3 pick, move on down, and get a boatload for it. But they have to be promised a boatload. What would make somebody do that? Only for Drake May, right? Is that the only possibility or what?
Unless Jane Daniels is there for the Raiders.
But I thought Washington's going to take him at number two.
Well, you sent me another story that you had Washington trading up to number one.
I had sent you the story that said they had offered Chicago number one, swap picks, and then give him a first rounder of 25 and 26, which I wouldn't do if I was Chicago anyway. That's not enough.
We got Caleb Williams talk next hour.
Yeah.
If you have them fairly closely rated, though, you got to at least think about it. But yes. I don't think they do. I think, again, I love Jane Daniels. I'm a big Drake May guy. I'm not real high on J.J. McCarthy. I'm not real high on Bo Nix. I'm high on Michael Penix. I'm high on Spencer Rattler. I am over the moon for Caleb. And you know this. This is no, I've been on him for 2 years being the top pick in the draft.
Should you be over the moon about some guy that never has had to go through adversity?
Yeah, what a terrible take.
What was that about, right? What the hell was that about?
I mean, Caleb Williams.
I don't even know where that came from.
Well, it was perfect by Greg. And I like all these people that are involved in this. Greg McElroy won because he got a take that a dude responded to. And that's, you can't ask for anything more. That's like troll game on point. That's like Arnie. When Ben Maller tweeted about Deshaun Watson and Deshaun Watson fired back, Ben was probably popping bottles. I mean, because that's, you got him. You're in their head. So whatever Greg said that triggered him, it worked. But the idea that nobody has ever had to face adversity.
Especially him who's had an injury, who didn't start as a freshman, who went 7-5 last year and cried after a game. I think there's been a little adversity there.
We'll get to that coming up next hour. We'll play the clip too for you. But I think you're going to see Denver, Minnesota, and the Raiders in a chase to get to three. And I don't think the Raiders are going to be in that conversation if Jane Daniels goes at two. So if it goes like, I feel like, I'm not trying to talk for you here, but you and I both think Williams won, Daniels two, right?
Yes.
I think it was the Drake May, J.J. McCarthy conversation.
That's where I feel like maybe the Giants can trade up, because it seems like they really want to get a quarterback badly.
Well, okay, so the Giants are there too. I wouldn't complain about that if I was a Giants fan. I'm just not as high on J.J. McCarthy as others are.
I agree with you there, 100%. Matter of fact, I'd rather wait and get a Michael Penix Jr. would be my pick at that point, and if I can get him in the second round.
The only thing with Penix is I feel like you got to play him. Because he's a little older.
Right.
You got an injury history that's concerning. If you bring him in, he's probably got to be your guy from day one. I don't think you can risk letting him sit. So more NFL talk. Let's get into that Caleb Williams take. Are you buying or selling that the dude hasn't been through adversity? Plus, the NBA playoffs taking shape. We'll talk about it next on Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm
Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.